Welcome to this edition of Sweet Home PCB. It's all about the Panhandle. My name is Henry Brinkman, Keller Williams Success Realty of Beach 95.1. Just want to let you know a little... do it again. Hey, this is Henry Brinkman, and welcome to Sweet Home PCB. It's a podcast all about the Panhandle. All sorts of great stuff going on, especially as we get toward Memorial Day in the early part of summer. We'll be talking about some of that and so much more. But first, I need to take a moment to address a few issues in real estate that really need to be talked about, because we know that the economy is getting rough. It's getting rough for everybody out there, especially when you think about $5 gas, you think about eggs, milk, everything going up crazy. And of course, don't even get me started on the shortage on baby formula. But I want to let you know that a recession does not equal a housing crisis. A lot of people are worried about that, and it's totally understandable. But the one thing that every homeowner needs to know is that everywhere you look, experts are warning that we could be heading toward a recession. And if true, an economic slowdown doesn't necessarily mean that houses are going to lose value. According to the National Bureau of Economic Research, they define a recession this way. A recession is a significant decline in economic activity spread across the economy, normally visible in production, employment, and other indicators. A recession begins when the economy reaches a peak of economic activity. It ends when it goes down to the bottom. Anyway, somewhere in between there, the economy is in expansion. Well, right now, I can look at data from the last, since the 80s, even before. You can tell that, of course, interest rates in the 1980s, 1981, 82, you're talking about 17% interest rates when you buy a house. In the 90s, it was, I remember buying a house around 4 or 5%, some folks 8%, 9%. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to lose home value. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a housing bubble either. To help show, if you go, you can visit my Facebook page, Sweet Home PCB. We've got a graphic on this from a blog that posted this week that we discussed this. And it's very important for you to know. There have been 6 recessions in the country over the last 4 decades. As that graph on my Facebook page shows, looking at the recessions going all the way back to the 1980s, home values appreciated 4 times and depreciated only 2 times. Yes, 1991 and 2008. Of course, 2008, that was the big crisis where we had a whole bunch of junk loans. We had a bunch of junk stock. We had a bunch of other things that really messed us up overall. And we weren't prepared for all that. We definitely weren't. It's also a different situation as it is now, and I'll get into that in a second. But in the 1990s, home depreciated only about 2%. Of course, 2008, almost 20%. We all remember 2008 way too well. But we always had that fear, and that's what we go on, is fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what may happen. There's all sorts of fears out there, and people are very emotional when it comes to buying homes. Let's face it, real estate is an emotional purchase in a lot of cases. But this housing market is not in a bubble that's about to burst. Do I need to repeat that? It's not necessarily going to be bursting, folks. The fundamentals are different today than they were in 2008, so we shouldn't assume we're going down that same path. So you should not be going crazy. You shouldn't be worrying about all of that. What you need to be taking care of is, do you need to move? If you need to move, how are you going to get that home sold, and how are you going to find that home? Are you going to pay for it in cash, or are you going to have to deal with a loan? Are you going to have to deal with interest rates? And for some folks, those interest rates are going to be higher than 5%, because there's a lot of folks with a 620 credit score or lower that's trying to find a home right now. There's a lot of folks trying to find affordable housing that are having trouble, but we're not... You got to look at the big picture, folks. You got to look at the big picture. History proofs a recession does not equal a housing crisis. We had two situations, and we're not in that same boat. We don't have a bunch of those junk loans. We don't have a bunch of those other things. What we have is a lot of buyers and a lot of people going for a very small amount of homes, condos, investment properties that are available. We still have that situation. On average, here according to the Central Panhandle Association of Realtors, this five-county area around Panama City, Florida, you're looking at right about 1.4 months to sell everything. If we didn't try to do anything else, we just try to sell just those properties, it would take about 1.4 months. We are still lower than we were last year because it was about 2 months last year. It is, you know, we were still in a lot different situation because we have a lower amount of inventory. Plus, we have the housing crisis with affordable housing. We have the situation with not enough new homes built, even though we have some great contractors and companies here in the Panhandle that are trying to do something about that. We may not have enough in that certain price range that you're looking for, but there are homes being built in the Panhandle. There are new home opportunities here if you work with the right people that understand that. There are ways of doing that. There are ways that we can work toward that. But what it's going to take is turning off all of that unnecessary jargon that's out there and really do the focus and research for yourself. Talk to your lender. Talk to your financial advisor, talk to the people, your tax people, and anybody that can help you understand your personal situation before you get started. The worst thing you possibly can do right now is use that emotion and try to sell your house without having someplace to go. Try to sell your house at a really super high above value amount that's just going to make it sit there forever and make people wonder what in the world is wrong with this place. Or not do anything at all when this was your chance. Only you can make that decision. I'm not going to sit here and make that decision for you. I'm going to give you information. I'm going to talk to you. I'll counsel you. But I'm not going to make that decision for you. You have to do that for yourself. And that's what we're here for. That's what I'm here for. That's what the over 2,500 real estate agents, realtors here in the Central Panhandle are here for. That's what your local folks are here for. But most importantly, we're here to make sure that you make a decision. Because, again, real estate very much is a very emotional purchase. You need somebody who can work through that and be your advocate and be the person to help you so you make the right decisions. The decision may be that today isn't right for you. It may be later. You may have to take a chance, but it might not. So I encourage you, if you have any questions whatsoever, to reach out, sweethomepcb@kw.com, or contact me, 850-851-9201. Let's talk about it. Let's have that conversation. Let's see what's going to be best for you, and then you can decide what you want to do from there. Don't jump into it with fear or loathing and not know all the facts. Be extremely careful. This is the largest investment you're going to make. And for a lot of you investors out there, you know what I'm talking about, because right now, and when it comes to condos and second homes, if you're buying, if you're using certain loan that will require basically looking at your rental income, you got to make sure it makes sense. Otherwise, you're going to sit there and be under contract and lose that sale because the loan wasn't right and you lose the funding. So again, be smart about it. Be smart. Work with the right people that can help you. that in, that's not just myself. You're talking about your lenders, your financial advisors, your tax advisor. All, we got to make sure everything's in place to make sure you're doing the right thing, whatever your situation is, whether it's single family, whether it's condo, second mortgage, you know, second income. Here, it's, you got to think about all the possibilities and not be ruled by fear. I realize that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm not qualified to really go into a lot of that area. So I would encourage you, if you have a problem with fear or anything else going on, try to talk to somebody to help out with that. But I will gladly sit here and talk to you and help you in any way I possibly can when it comes to real estate. You know, I can even talk about parenting and everything else, because I'm a dad and all that. But certain things, there are people that you need to talk to. And it's more important that you talk to those individuals than get it online, on the news, on very weird podcast or whatever. I said it out loud. Okay. Well, be careful out there, and remember that I'm here for you, as well as all of us here at Sweet Home PCB. Now, to get on to a much better area to talk about, let's talk about things that are coming up around Memorial Day weekend and into June that you can check out here in Panama City Beach and throughout the Panhandle, things that you need to check out for yourself and make sure you have a whole lot of fun just in case you're coming our way. You're listening to Sweet Home PCB.
SellingThePanhandle.com is where you can find a home, get a free home value, and contact me, Henry Brickman, at Keller Williams Success Realty. Visit SellingThePanhandle.com to get started. That's SellingThePanhandle.com.
Download the free Beats 95.1 app and take the greatest hits with you wherever you go. Available for Android and Apple devices. Just search for Beats 95.1. Download it today.
Welcome back to Sweet Home PCB. You know, we've got a lot of things that are happening from Memorial Day right into the 4th of July. Let's talk about some of the free stuff you can check out while visiting here in Panama City Beach. It includes the Man in the Sea Museum, an observance of Memorial Day, offering you a free viewing of the film To What Remains. It saw from 5 until 8 o'clock on May 30th. There at the Grand Theater, the Pier Park. You can get your tickets by visiting manintosea.org. So definitely find out more about that. Also, Hot Summer Nights Made for Music, and that's exactly what you get with the Panama City Beach Summer Concert Series. It's really become a beloved summertime tradition right here at PCB and throughout the Panhandle. I see so many people coming out to join us for these free concerts every Tuesday night at Aaron Bessant Park. You bring your lawn chairs, your blankets, enjoy the sounds of summer music, absolutely free, along with your coolers, food, and pets welcome. It runs June 7th through August 9th, starting at 7 o'clock each evening. I'll be hosting the concerts again this year and hope to see you out there on stage or at the Beach 95.1 tent. Some other things to check out, of course, Public Sports Park is going to stay busy between Travel Ball USA, Grand Slam Baseball World Series, and, of course, the USSSA Fast Pitch and their Fast Pitch World Series, too. All going on throughout the summer. Plenty of things happening when it comes to that. And, of course, everybody's looking for fireworks. Well, I tell you what, we've got some big ones. Let's go ahead and start letting you know about what's coming up with some of the fireworks here within Bay County anyway that we've been received so far. Papa Joe's Bayside will light up the bay with fireworks on July 2nd. On July 3rd, the Grand Lagoon Coalition Freedom will light up the fireworks above the Grand Lagoon Bridge. You can eat, watch from some of the nearby restaurants there, or bring your chair and blanket to the grassy green lawn at Treasure Island Marina. Again, that's on July 3rd. And of course, July 4th, the City of Panama City Beach and Panama City both having their big fireworks displays. That will be at the City Pier from Pier Park in Panama City Beach. right around 8:30, 8:45, 9 o'clock. And at downtown, we'll be along Harrison Avenue and the old marina. They've got all that stuff set up. Public parking available. Again, that is also July 4th, and we'll have more information on that coming up in a future episode. In the meantime, here's a fan favorite restaurant you might want to check out while you're in town. We do appreciate our friends at Sisters of the Sea Waterfront Bar and Grill. They're making a splash here at Panama City Beach with your favorite seafood, great drinks, and music on the pool deck every evening. Enjoy Sisters of the Sea's Key West Mahi Mahi, the Shrimp Po' Boys, Pasta Nola, Grouper, and Shrimp. Like that happy hour all day, every day, with $5 Tito's, $5 margaritas, and $2 Bud Light. And they even have mermaid encounters. Yes, you want to see a mermaid? You can do that. Wednesday from 5 to 8. That's Wednesday through Sunday, 5 to 8 at Sisters of the Sea. It's really a favorite dining destination for so many people, and we hope that you will check them out right there on Grand Lagoon at Pirates Cove Marina on Thomas Drive. So, in the meantime, that wraps up this edition of Sweet Home PCB. We'll be back very soon talking about hurricane season, June 1st through November 30th. We're going to keep our eyes to the tropics with the help from News Channel 7 Chief Meteorologist Chris Smith, and along with some other guests to help you get ready for hurricane season, what to know, and of course, what to avoid, especially online. I've got so much I could talk about on that. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, want to give us some topics, we'd love to hear from you. Email sweethomepcb@kw.com. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sweet Home PCB. Special thanks to our Sweet Home PCB team at Keller Williams Success Realty and, of course, Beach 95.1 for helping to produce all this for us. Have yourself a great time, and remember to stop by and join us. Visit us here in the Panhandle. We're going to talk all about it and so much more right here from Sweet Home PCB. I'm Henry Brigman. Let's talk real soon. This is Sweet Home PCB.